Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
Hallelujah. If that was for me, let's give a better one to Jesus. Hallelujah. Before you take your seats, I want to thank God for my life and His grace upon me. I want to thank Him for how far He has brought me. And I want to thank Him for His grace. The Bible says that seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. So I want to thank God for His mercies upon my life. Hallelujah. Then this morning, I also want to thank God for the life of my pastor and your pastor, Pastor Tony. Put your hands together for Jesus. He is not in our midst. He's currently out of town, far away. But by the grace of God, He will be with us soon. Hallelujah. And He says that I should extend His love to the church. He says that I should tell you that He loves you so much. And let's keep pressing in serving God. Hallelujah. So He's someone that I really appreciate. And I thank God for His life. Hallelujah. He can see in me what I can't see in myself. See, sometimes in life, you need people to see in you what you can't see for yourself. And He can see in me what I can't see in myself. Sometimes say, James, do this. Then I'll be wondering if I can do it. At the end of the day, it will work. Let's appreciate and celebrate a visionary. A visionary. Hallelujah. He can leave His pulpits for us. As I said, that some senior pastors, they don't travel. They don't like to leave their pulpits. But it's a blessing. Hallelujah. I also want to thank God for the life of our First Lady, Mama Dorothy. Hallelujah. Mama Dorothy is a blessing to us. And especially to me and my family. Amen. She's done so much for me. And Mama Dorothy, I want to thank you for all that you've done for myself and Esther. God bless you. We pray that God will keep strengthening you so that you can be a blessing to this generation. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate the First Lady. Amen. This morning too, I want to thank God for the life of my special wife, Esther. She's a blessing. God bless you. Amen. I thank God for all of you here. Put your hands together for yourself. I can see amazing people here. It's very, very wonderful to see all of you. And I want to thank you for the privilege that you've given to me today so that I can preach to you. It's a privilege and it's something that I don't take for granted. Hallelujah. So put your hands together for yourself. Amen. And I also want to use this opportunity to thank the church for celebrating me on my birthday. I really, really appreciate that. The call, the messages. You know, I felt that I'm part of a family. And I thank you so much for celebrating me. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we've come to God this morning. Hallelujah. You know, the last time I was in a class, in a political science class, and we were learning about social and political theory. Then there is this political scientist who says something. He's called Achille Mbembe. Achille Mbembe says something. He said that in this life, the more you are closer to a dominant power, the more your life is vulnerable. The more you are closer to a dominant power, the more your life is vulnerable. Then he explains that any life that is not exposed to a dominant power is a life that we call the Zoe life. And that life is exposed to danger. So you can all agree with me that when a government is in power in the political realm, they have a certain power, they have a certain protection. So now, okay, let me use this example. When you put President Akufo-Addo down and you put the former President Mahama down, the state will do everything within their power to protect Akufo-Addo compared to Mahama, because Akufo-Addo is now closer to the dominant power. And Achille Mbembe was teaching us that as student of politics, one of the things that can make your life dominant is that you should get closer to political power. Now, in that lecture room, I was thinking that, so some of us who are not closer to political power, what are we going to do? It means that our lives will be the Zoe life that he was describing. It means that our life will not carry any power and any strength. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, I thank God for Achille Mbembe and his political theory, that for your life to be very essential, you need to get closer to a dominant power. So, you see, the life of an MP who is in power, sorry to say this, is more important than my life. Yes, let me use myself. Because the MP, the state will give everything possible to the MP so that he can be protected. The life of Akufo-Addo, so far as this country is concerned, is more important than my life, because it's closer to the dominant power that Achille Mbembe was talking under the social and the political theory. But ladies and gentlemen, there is a power that is more powerful than that power that Achille Mbembe is talking about. And that is the power of God. That is the power of God. The only way that we can, you know, become valuable in this society, it is not about the political power, but it is about the power of God. And today you are in the presence of God and you are about to receive power, and your life will be more dominant than never before. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I said your life will be more dominant than the life before. In the name of the Lord Jesus, today we have come to receive an encounter from God. I said today you and I have come to receive an encounter from God. Hallelujah. Are you ready for an encounter? Oh, I said, are you ready for an encounter? Are you ready for an encounter? When we talk about encounter, we are talking about an opportunity to experience the power and the presence of God. So as I said today, you are about to receive an encounter. I'm talking about you have an opportunity to receive that experience, to experience God in a greater dimension, and to experience God like the way you have never experienced. You will receive an encounter today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, humanity has come here to gather in the restoration center to meet divinity. And today, as humanity has come to meet divinity, there will be an encounter. Now, I want you to lift up your voice for a minute and pray and say, God, even though I'm not exposed to that political power that Achille Mbembe spoke about, but I know there is a power that is more powerful than any other power, and I've come to that power. Let that power bring a transformation. Let that power bring healing. Let that power bring restoration. Lift up your voice for a minute as we pray. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. You have come to experience the power of God. Today, humanity has gathered into the presence of God. Here in the restoration center, humanity have gathered to meet divinity. Ayakata dada. Let there be an encounter. Let there be an encounter. Let there be an encounter. Rekasuteleme. Ikatolobo. Oh yeah. You are great. Yes, you are. Lift up your hands and worship him. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes and worship him.
You walk upon the seas. You raise the dead.
Lift up your hands. It's a time to experience God.
is between you and God.
Mighty God, oh, everything written about you is clear.
Sing it again. You are great, yes you are.
You are great, yes you are.
Holy One, you walk upon the sea.
You walk upon the sea. You raise the dead.
Let it rise, let it rise, let it rise, let it rise.
You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you.
Let's sing it again. You are great, yes you are.
Oh, you are great, yes.
Somebody, you need an encounter.
Holy One.
Close your eyes, lift your hands, and worship the Lord.
You walk upon the sea. You raise the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God.
Everything written about you.
Everything written about you is great.
So let's say you are great, you are great.
You are great. You are great.
Tell him that he's great.
You are great. You are great. You are great.
You are great.
Demons tremble at your presence.
Hello, Shala, Kappa, Leke, Shala, Mala, Lelo, Shala, Liba. They tremble at your presence. That is a God that we serve.
Demons tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God that we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah. Everything written about you.
The church, let's sing. You are great.
You are great.
Sing it, sing it. Let it rise. Let it rise.
You are great.
Let it rise from your belly. Let it rise. Let it rise.
You are great.
Let it rise from your belly.
Oh, oh, you are.
Sing it, sing it. Tell him that he's great.
You are great. You are great.
You are great.
Everything written about you is great.
I want to hear the church. You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Oh, you are great.
He's great over that situation.
Oh, you are great.
Tell him that he's great.
You are great.
You are great.
Everything,
everything written about you
is great.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. I said, somebody is blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, in the second half of the year 2024, our prophetic destiny is to change levels. I said our prophetic destiny in the second half of the year 2024 is to change levels. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, I am changing levels in the second half of the year 2024. In Jesus' name, amen. And I have no doubt in my heart that shall be your story. That you are going to change level in this second half of the year. And we are moving from faith to faith. We are moving from strength to strength. and we are moving from glory to glory. Oh, somebody didn't hear me this morning. I said you are moving from faith to faith. You are moving from strength to strength. And you are moving from glory to glory. This is our prophetic destiny. That is what our pastor preached the first time that we came here in the Restoration Center. And last week, by the grace of God, I spoke powerfully here. And today, I want to continue with my message. Now, last week, I have explained to the church the reason why some of us are not blessed when the things of God are concerned. It is not that the word of God doesn't carry power. The word of God carry power. And the word of God, when it comes to change our lives and our destiny. Hallelujah. So the psalmist wrote and said, "Forever, O God, your word is settled in heaven." When it comes to the word of God, there is no ambiguity about it. The word of God is settled. But the reason why most of us don't benefit from the word of God is because we don't do what we have to do. So in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, Bible said the gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them. But the word preached profited some people. Why? Because they missed the word of God with faith. So the reason why some of us, our lives are still the same, we are not progressing, we are not advancing, is because when we hear the word of God, that powerful word of God, we don't miss the word of God with faith. But those who missed the word of God with faith, they get results. And today I pray for you in the name of Jesus that you'll be somebody who have a certain faith in the word of God. Hallelujah. Now, as we are striving to change levels in the second half of the year, and that is our prophetic destiny, there are many things that will help you and I to be on that pedestal, to be at that level. And I started speaking on the anointing. You and I need what we call the anointing of God to be able to get to a level where our lives will be transformed. It will be very difficult for you and I to walk with God on a certain level without the anointing. Hallelujah. And what is the anointing? The anointing is the power of God that comes into our lives to make things that are not possible to become possible. So as I'm talking about the anointing, maybe you have something in your life that is so difficult to go, that is so impossible. But when I talk about the anointing, it is that force, it is that power that comes into your life. And that when that force and that power comes into your life, it now quicken your mortal body and you now begin to do the impossible. I declare over your life that by the power of the anointing, may you begin to do the impossible. I said by the power of the anointing, may you begin to do the impossible. Anything that is impossible in your life today, by the anointing, let them become possible. Let them become possible. Let them become possible. Today I need somebody who will have faith that as I'm preaching, God will bring you a word. I need somebody who will receive the word with faith and say, "God, this is a word for me." And I stand here under a prophetic unction and I prophesy into your life that anything that is impossible, by the power of the anointing, let them become possible. By the power of the anointing, let them become possible. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So we need the anointing of God to be able to walk in our prophetic destiny of changing levels. And I've explained to the church that when we talk about the anointing of God, the anointing is not reserved for only pastors. That is the mistake that most of us do. That when we talk about the anointing, anytime that we think about the anointing, we think the anointing is for the pastors. We think the anointing is for church workers. We think the anointing is for prayer warriors. So when you hear the anointing in your mind, oh, Anointing there is for prayer warriors. But any child of God who is born again, who received Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior, you are entitled to that anointing. And you need that anointing. Madam Businesswoman, the anointing is not just for pastors. In that business, you need the anointing. Married woman, in that marriage, you need the anointing. Married man, in that marriage, you need the anointing. Mr. Student, in school, you need the anointing. Everything that you do as a son or a daughter of God, you need the anointing. Pastor, in that ministry, you need the anointing. So everyone seated under the sound of my voice, you have to understand that when we talk about the anointing, it is not just for pastors, but it is for all of us. And we need to rise up that in the second half of this year, men and women will rise up for the anointing. Businessmen will rise up for the anointing. Wives will rise up for the anointing. Husbands will rise up for the anointing. Children will rise up for the anointing. Say, I hear you. First John chapter 2, verse 20. I want you to understand that the anointing is not reserved for only pastors or the prayer warriors. First John chapter 2, verse 20. He said, but ye have an unction. Child of God, you are born again. You know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Remember that you have an unction. And that word unction, that you can put anointing from the Holy One. So since you became born again, you have to understand that you have an anointing from the Holy One. And he said that anointing will help you to do all things. The potency of the anointing is to help us to do all things. And as we walk in our prophetic destiny of changing level, there are many things that we will be doing. There are many courses that we will be taking. There are many steps that we have to take. And we need the anointing of God that will help us to know all things. Give me verse 27 of the same scripture. Oh, lama sufara katane monsa. I feel an anointing here this morning that somebody is living today with a certain anointing, that your life will be a blessing to the society, that many will come to your light. But the anointing which you have received of him. So as you are seated over here, Mr. Businessman, you have received an anointing and you need to strive to walk in that anointing. And he said that because of that anointing, you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacher you of all things. Can you see this word again? Of all things. In the verse 20, we read it, that the anointing teaches all things. And 27, he said, the same anointing teaches all things. And he said, it is true. And it is no lie. The anointing does not lie. Even as it has taught you, ye shall abide. So you need the anointing to strive in life. That is why in Zechariah 4 verse 6, Bible said, the word of God came to Zerubbabel. The word of God came to Zerubbabel and said, saying to him, I believe Zerubbabel wants to take some project. Zerubbabel wants to do something in his life. Maybe there is a Zerubbabel here. You want to take a project. You want to marry. You want to travel. You want to have a child. You want to stand on a certain pedestal in life. That is a Zerubbabel. And the word of God is telling Zerubbabel, that is seated over here, that is not by might, it's not by power, by my spirit, said the Lord. Zerubbabel, as you are seated here today, that project that you want to do, that marriage that you want to marry, that traveling that you want to travel, it's not by might, it's not by your own strength, it's not by your ability, but it's the anointing. Today, I prophesy over somebody that by the anointing of God, by the anointing of God, may you overtake people in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you overtake your enemies. May you overtake your enemies. When you are sitting, may your enemy never sit with you. When you are sitting, may your enemy never sit with you. When they realize that you are sitting and they want to sit with you, may you stand. May you stand. I said, when they realize that you are sitting and they want to be on the same level with you, may you stand. May you stand. When they realize that you are standing, that you are standing and they want to stand with you, may you be outstanding. May you be outstanding. May you be outstanding. Now, when your enemies, they realize that you are not outstanding and they want to be outstanding with you, may you be the standard. May you be the standard. May you be the standard. There should not be any way that your enemies will come to the same level with you. Put your hands together. Appreciate Jesus. And no second ever. Today we've come to the power of God. Said this is the word of God unto Zerubbabel, telling him that Zerubbabel, I know. So I'm using the word Zerubbabel here for somebody. Zerubbabel, you want to marry. I know that you want to marry, but I need you to understand that it's not by might. Zerubbabel, I know that you want to travel, but I need you to understand that it's not by might, nor by power, said the Spirit of God. So last week, I gave an example of a political scientist. You know, I like to talk about politics because that is what I did at the university. Yes, so I'm a student of politics. And I gave a scholar called, Karl Marx, yes. And I said, Karl Marx, under that theory, divided society into two. And Karl Marx says that every society that you go into, there are two categories of people. And Karl Marx says that the first category of people are what we call the bourgeoisies. And he said the bourgeoisies are those who control the society. He said the bourgeoisies are people who are very rich. They have all the necessary things that they need. He said the bourgeoisies are those who take decisions in the society. Then he went ahead to talk about the second group of people called the proletariat. And he said those group of people are the poor in the society. According to Karl Marx, he said the only thing that the proletariat have to offer to the society, it is their labor. And he said they offer their labor to the bourgeoisies. And they offer their labor so low. So the bourgeoisies ride on the proletariat and make them to do works for them. And they enrich themselves. He says that the proletariat, they don't have anything proper to offer to the society. But the bourgeoisies, he described the bourgeoisies as class of itself. And he says that the bourgeoisie put some measures in place so that the proletariat will never get to them in the society. And ladies and gentlemen, you can all bear with me that any society that you come into, they are these two group of people, the bourgeoisies and the proletariat, those who just offer their labor. And at the end of the day, there's nothing about their life. And I explained to the church that the only thing that can pick somebody from that level of the proletariat, the only thing that can pick somebody from that low, from that from that low level of life and put you on the level of the bourgeoisies. It is the anointing of God. I said it is the anointing of God. And today I prophesy over your life that in your business, let there be an anointing. In your career, let there be an anointing. In your marriage, let there be an anointing. For your children, may they walk in an anointing in the name of Jesus. Somebody from that low level, the anointing is picking you and you are getting to a higher level. Oh, I need somebody to believe in this prophetic word. Bible said forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And I believe today this prophetic word is settled, that somebody, God is picking you from that low level to a higher level. God is picking you to a higher level. Psalms 92 verse 10. Help me, Jesus, to preach. Elemon Satani Maha. David said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. Today I prophesy over you. May the Lord exalt your horn. May the Lord exalt your horn like that of the unicorn. May the Lord exalt your horn like that of the unicorn. Say, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Maybe you didn't say it. I want to read it to you once again. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Somebody today receive an anointing, a fresh oil into the second half of the year. Receive a fresh oil. Receive a fresh oil. Lift up your right hand with me. Say, I receive a fresh oil in my life. Say, I receive a fresh oil in my education. Say, I receive a fresh oil in my marriage. Oh, Makapa. Say, I receive a fresh oil in my ministry. Say, I receive a fresh oil in my journey with the Lord. Fresh oil. People go to places to look for things that will help them do well in business. I need you to understand that you are not the only tomato seller. When we come to the market, there are many tomato sellers. I need you to understand that you are not the only cement seller. We have other cement sellers, and people go to places to take things so that their business will grow. But you and I, we have decided to serve the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. Bible says some will trust in horses, some will trust in chariots. But you and I today, we don't have horses, we don't have chariots. I don't know about you. I don't know any horse. I don't know any chariot for my business. In my marriage, I don't know it. And I know that you too, you don't know it. But we will trust in the name of the Lord. We will trust in the name of the Lord. We will trust in the name of the Lord. And as you trust in the name of the Lord, God will not disappoint you. So anointing is very, very important. Either you like it or not, there are forces in this world. They are spirits. People are wicked. People do things in this life. Either you like it or not, it's the hard truth. And you must also not just be at that level where you don't even know what you are doing. You need a certain anointing that will make you also stand. Child of God, you need the anointing of God. The anointing of God is the power of God. He said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Lift up your right hand and say, I am anointed with fresh oil. Declare, say, I am anointed with fresh oil. You see, Bible says that life and death, they lie in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will enjoy it. Today, you have life and death. You want to speak life into your life. So as you are speaking, it's a prophetic declaration, and in heaven it's being declared. Lift up your right hand with me and say, I am anointed with fresh oil. 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 Continue for me, verse 11. He said, my eyes also shall see my desire. Our desire in this second half of the year as a church is to change levels. I said our desire in this second half of the year as a church is to change level. And I prophesy over you that you will see your desire. You will see your desire. You will see your desire. That breakthrough, it will come. Those who are laughing at you, it's just a matter of time. Today, you have encountered God. And as you are living here, you will see your desire. I said you will see your desire. Put your hands together for Jesus. Appreciating, 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 appreciate the Lord. You will see your desire. You will see your desire. I want to say it again. You will see your desire. I want to say it again. I said you will see your desire. The enemy will never get to you. The wicked, when they rise up against you, they will not prevail. I said the wicked, when they rise up against you in your business, they will not prevail. They will not prevail. Today, I declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper. I said no weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, let them be condemned. I said let them be condemned. Let them be condemned. Lift up your right and say be condemned. Be condemned. Be condemned. Go to verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. How many righteous people do we have here? Have you seen your prophetic word? I said you will flourish. You will flourish like a palm tree because of the anointing. Do you remember that he said, you have anointed my head with fresh oil? Then he said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. And it shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. You will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. One of the things that we need to understand is that when we hear the word of God, is the sure word of prophecy. That's the word of God. You see, prophecy, some of us, when we talk about prophecy, we just think that I see you are here, you are jumping here. You know, I like those things, and we can do it by the grace of God. But I need you to understand that the sure word of prophecy that you can have in this life, that will never fail, is the word of God. Now look at your prophecy. He said, you shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Continue. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. You see, the anointing will make you be planted in the house of the Lord. And as you do so, you will be flourished, okay, in the house of the Lord. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. If people think that was the end of your life, I need you to understand that you will bring fruit. You will bring fruit again in that old age. When men say there is a cast down, when men say, when they look at you and say there is a cast down, it's like your life is finished. God say there is a lifting up. I said God say there is a lifting up. God say there is a lifting up by the anointing. So ladies and gentlemen, the anointing is very, very important. I want to give you about 3 points on the how you can receive an anointing. You see, in this life, most of the things that we see around, it came out of a question that was asked, how? How can I do this? How can I do a phone? How can we do a car or aeroplane? Then aeroplane came into existence. So when you know the how, you will now know what to do and be anointed. And child of God, I need you to understand that the anointing is so important for everyone to do well. Amen. Number one thing that I need you to understand about how you get the anointing is for you to understand that it is God that will anoint you. It is God that will anoint you. So the anointing comes from God. Did you get that one? It is God that will anoint you. And today may the Lord anoint you. Hallelujah. It is God. So the anointing that we are talking about, you have to first understand that if you want to receive it, it is God that will anoint you. Joel 2:28. He said, on the last day, I, God, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. So it is God that will pour his spirit into you. Can you say it? I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. One of the things about the anointing that I like is that we prophesy. The anointing will make you prophesy. The anointing will turn you into a prophet. You are becoming a prophet on your own. You are becoming a prophet on your own because of the anointing. It is the anointing that will help you to prophesy. Say, your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Daughters are prophesying. I said, daughters, you are prophesying. Daughters, you are prophesying. Men, you are prophesying. Sons, you are prophesying. Your old men are old men. They are also past. God didn't take them out. Even though you are old, you are old. Your strength is coming down. But the Lord say you will dream dreams. Dreams. You see, when you have an anointing, the dream is not about Akuko is chasing you. No. You all the time when you dream, it's like Akuko is chasing you. Or you saw a cow wearing red kambu. Pastor says that when you see a cow wearing red kambu with spurs in your dream, make sure you kill the cow, use it for abochinam. Don't come out of the dream without killing the cow for abochinam. How will you dream that cow is wearing red kambu with spurs? When the anointing of God is upon you, you dream dreams, deep dreams. God revealed the secret things in this world. In Deuteronomy 29:29, I believe. He said the secret things belong to God. The secret thing. God has certain secret things in this life. But he said things that are revealed to us are to us. So God has secret things. And he wants to reveal some to us as his people. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that it is God who anoints us. Number two, how you can get the anointing. Number two way to get the anointing is that you have to deepen your relationship with God. Mekoso namaso wanoka. Remo. Spirit, we need to deepen our relationship with God. He said, draw nigh to God, and I will draw nigh to you. Ha. Draw nigh to God, and God will draw nigh to you. So, for you to be anointed, you need to draw closer to God. In the second half of the year, I need you to deepen your relationship with Christ. Tell God that, God, I want to deepen my relationship with God. You see, anyone who wants to see God, anyone who wants to experience God, you need to draw closer to Him. The more you draw closer to Him, the more you are becoming like He's drawn nigh to God, and God will also draw nigh. So number two, we need to draw closer to God. Husbands, you have to rise up and draw closer to God. Wives, you have to rise up and draw closer to God. We thank God for your makeups. We thank God for your heels. We thank God for giving us good food to eat. But we need wives that will wake up and draw closer to God. I said we need wives that will wake up and draw closer to God. Husband, we thank you for providing for the family. We thank you for paying the school fees. We salute you. We thank you for buying data in the house. We thank you for paying the light and the water bill. You are a good husband. But I need you to understand that for you to experience a certain life in Christ, husbands need to wake up and looking for God. A husband is looking for God. God, where are you? God, I want to find you. Where are you? So number two, you need to draw closer to God. Deepen your relationship with God. In this second half of the year, decide that you will deepen your relationship with God. Yeah, decide. Some of us, we don't have any relationship with God. The only time we know about God is when we come to church on Sunday. Yapon, asa. Hey! In this world, that's what you do. We need people that will draw closer to God. We need students that are in school, but as their lectures watch them, they know that challenge, this one, this is for God. And when you draw closer to God, you'll become like God. I said, when you draw closer to God, you'll become like God. Bible said the other day, the people, when they saw the apostles, they marveled. They said, we knew these guys. How come they are not doing wonders? And Bible said, they took notice of them. Bible said, they took notice of them. Bible said, they took notice of them. That they have been with Jesus. They took notice of them. That they have been with Jesus. We need young men. We need young women. A new generation. God is raising people who love Jesus. God is raising people who love Jesus. We are a new generation. God is raising. Find what we love Jesus. Do you know that song?
Generation. God is raising. Find what we love Jesus.
Find girls who love Jesus.
Find what we love Jesus.
People who love Jesus.
People who love Jesus.
Sing it for me. We are a new generation.
We are a new generation. God is raising. Find God's will of Jesus.
Husbands will of Jesus.
Find God's will of Jesus.
People will of Jesus.
People will of Jesus.
Sing it. We are a new generation.
We are a new generation. God is raising. Find God's will of Jesus.
Find us, we love Jesus.
Find us, we love Jesus.
Old men, we love Jesus. We are the new generation.
Old men, we love Jesus.
We are a new generation.
We are a new generation. God is raising. Find us, we love Jesus. Find us, we love Jesus. People, we love Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. See, God is raising fine boys. Find boys not to go out there and do bad things, so, but find boys who love Jesus. God is raising fine girls. Fine girls, so, when you see her coming, you know that, yes, this girl, this is fine. You see, there is fine and there is fine. Yes, there is fine and there is fine. But you'll be that fine girl who will not be at the club. You'll be for that fine girl who will not be giving your body away. You'll be that fine girl that carry an anointing. Put your hands together for Jesus. I think our time is far gone. So I gave you two. Number one, you have to understand that it is God who will anoint you. And number two, you have to also, you know, dedicate your life, or you have to deepen your relationship with God. Number three, I want to give you the last one, then we close from today. Somebody, you are living here with an anointing. I say you are living here with an anointing in the name of Jesus. Number three thing that you need to do in this second half of the year to receive that anointing and walk in your prophetic destiny of changing level is to fast and pray. It is to fast and pray for the anointing. Give me Matthew chapter 6 verse 17. Bible says, when you fast, put oil on your head. Wash your face so that it will not be obvious that others will know that you are fasting. What I want you to understand is that when you fast, put oil. You see, the anointing comes with oil. Prayer comes with oil. We need to fast. We need to pray and fast in this second half of the year. Give me Mark. Mark, thank you, Holy Spirit. Give me Mark 20. Mark 9, verse 29. Let's look at something. Mark 9, verse 29. This is Jesus. He said, and he said unto them, this can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that in this life there are forces that rule the earth, and there are certain things that you must see in this life. When you don't rise up, pray and fast, there is no way that you can say it. And you need that anointing. You have to pray and you have to fast. Most Christians don't pray, they don't fast. When we talk about prayer and fasting, we take it for granted. But you see, prayer and fasting release a certain power into the atmosphere. So I need you that as you are striving for the anointing, you need to pray and fast. As you want to change level, you need to pray and fast. Enter into a period of prayer and fast. Fast for your business. Pray and fast on behalf of your children. Pray and fast for that breakthrough. Don't wait and say, Pastor, pray for me. Oh, no, no, no. There is a place that Pastor will pray for you. I know that. Yes, we respect that. But there is also a place for you as a child of God to go to God and say, God, this is your daughter. God, this is your daughter. Things are not working well for me. I need you to come true for me. What is prayer? Prayer is a way of communicating to God. And as you communicate to God, God release a certain power into your life. You need to pray and fast. These days, when we tell Christians that we are praying and fasting, most of us, we have stomach ulcer. Most of us, we have stomach ulcer. But in the second half of this year, somebody must tarry in prayer. I said somebody must tarry in prayer. Somebody must say, God, I need this to change. I need to walk in my prophetic destiny. And you tarry in prayer. Somebody must wake up at midnight and get a chair. Sit on the chair. Ya pala baba. Ya pala baba. Ya pala baba. God, this business, let it do well. God, this business, let it do well. God, this marriage, let it do well. Sabala bala bala ba. Sabala bala. Somebody must do that. Tarry with God. A student must wake up at dawn and sit on her bed. Sit on a bed as she's preparing for letters. Ya pala pala ba, ya pala pala ba, yeka pala ba, yeka pala pala ba. That is where God comes into that situation. Always complaining that your husband is not treating you well. When was the last time you tarried in prayer for your husband? Always complaining that your children are not doing well. When was the last time you tarried in prayer for your children? Always complaining that things are not working for you. Always complaining that men, when they come to me, they just take advantage of me and leave. When was the last time you sat down in your room, bring a chair, and begin to blast in the Holy Ghost? Yeah, 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 ba, 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 ba. Concerning that marriage, when was the last time? Please stop complaining. If you do the right thing, power will be released. Today, I pray for you that as you are living here, do you walk in the anointing of God? Be on your feet and let's close. There are many points that I can't share with us because of time. But I pray for you that you are living here with an oil. I pray for you that you are living here with an oil. I see women with children. They wake up once their children are asleep and they are blessing in the Holy Ghost. They are blessing in the Holy Ghost. I see business women. I see businessmen. I see young boys. I see young girls. They are just blessing in the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost for a minute. Ask God to anoint you. Ask God that you walk in the anointing. There is an anointing here. There is an anointing here. There is an anointing here. Lift up your hands and sing it. And changing my heart. Lift up your hands for an anointing. Touching my soul. And changing my heart. Changing my heart. Oh, my spirit and my soul. Be the same. Oh, my spirit, my soul, I've been filled with the power of the Spirit. My life will never be the same. Every eyes closed, every head bowed. If you are here, you are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus into my heart. I need you to understand that for you to be anointed, first of all, you need Jesus into your life. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to receive Jesus into my life. Lift up your right and I'll pray with you. Church, let's pray this prayer together. Say, dear Lord Jesus, Thank you for my life. Thank you for loving me. And today, I receive you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am born again. In Jesus' name. Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.